author. The mind is flexible if we know how to bend it. If you have a fever, you can take something to bring it down. Likewise, our mind has a psychological immune system. We can use our thoughts to change our thoughts by adding distance. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you just started creating scenarios in your head, then felt bad about it? Or maybe your mind chatter was so intense that you couldn't find a moment to just relax and simply not think about anything. Perhaps you're struggling to quiet down your thoughts at night as well, and meditation feels like an impossible feat for you. If you answered yes to any of these questions, Chatter by Ethan Cross might be the perfect antidote for you. The human brain allows us to do remarkable things. In fact, we are the only species with the ability to carry out introspections. These help us improve our perception of life, our decision-making process, and ultimately evolve. However, too much introspection might turn into an unstoppable mind chatter, and the mind tends to dive deep into negative self-talk and overthinking scenarios, which in turn drag us down. To learn how to stop your inner chatter from taking over and make your mind work for you instead, we'll explore three of the most useful lessons from the book. 1. Our mind can only process so much information at a time, so make sure you feed it the right amount. 2. Challenging times blur our thinking, so the solution is to zoom out and get a fresh perspective. And 3. Talking about what hurts us isn't enough to move past trauma, as we need to meet our cognitive needs too. To fully understand these lessons, we must take each and every one aside and analyze it in detail. So here we go. Lesson 1. To speed up your cognitive functions, you'll have to filter the information that you allow in your mind. According to the book, the human brain can only keep up with 3 to 5 pieces of information at once, and this is when the person has all cognitive functions in optimal parameters. To better understand this concept, just think about this. Between 1256905 and 1256905, which is easier to remember? Naturally, the latter will be easier to memorize. That's because it's structured in 3 tiny bits of information instead of an unbroken string. Therefore, to keep up with certain functions we're performing at a given time, our brain must be in optimal condition, meaning having enough space to receive and process information. Much like a computer, our brain functions by handling a limited amount of data at once, and if you feed it more than it can process, chances are it'll crash. As such, overthinking, rumination, and inner chatter can quickly fill up our brains with unnecessary data. These keep our neurons busy processing instead of performing productive functions. That's one of the many downsides of allowing mind chatter to take over. Another would be that if it affects our physical health and our relationships, studies suggest that people who deal with excessive inner chatter are poor listeners. They also don't know when to stop oversharing with friends and relatives. This, in turn, pushes them away when they start feeling uncomfortable. In terms of health, mind chatter causes stress, which in turn causes cortisol levels to rise. Unfortunately, this hormone can have disastrous effects on our health and cause dangerous illnesses. Lesson 2. When in doubt, try to zoom out and change your perspective on the problem. Oftentimes, our times of hardship take their toll on us. They make us feel like the problems we're facing are much bigger than they actually are. Take any intense challenge you've encountered in the past and remember how it made you feel. Did you think you'd overcome it so successfully that you won't think about it again and life will go back to normal? Probably not. However, you can use past experiences to help yourself when mind chatter takes over again. When you find yourself facing tough life situations and catch your mind trying to take control over you, simply zoom out. Look at the problem from a different perspective, such as if it was happening to a friend, or how you deal with it if you were someone else. You can also try temporal distancing, the author suggests. Think about how much your problem will matter in 10 years, or any prolonged time frame. Take COVID-19, for example. The world has seen multiple pandemics, so using this technique in the middle of chaos could help you realize that eventually things will go back to normal. Anything but ruminating on the problem and letting your thoughts take over is a healthier choice. If you spend time overthinking your situation, your stress response will activate and will eventually